A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We are back.
Can you hear me from Lincolnshire?
I just about. You're a little bit faint. Speak up a bit.
I'm a bit fuzzy. Let's get on with this week's episode. So I'm Charlotte Jacqueline and I'm from Betty.
And I'm Liv Purvis from What Olivia Did.
Welcome to The Fringe of It.
Episode number 14.
I would like everyone to know, you don't actually get to hear it, but edited out every week is Liv doing the music.
Oh, yeah. Should I do it now?
Yeah, please. Is that even what it sounds like?
I don't know. No, it's not. It's a little bit extended. I put my own embellishments on it.
So this week on the podcast, oh, see, this is what we should have had in the intro. We're just going to have a catch-up. I'm, for want of a better word, frazzled after my move, and I've got nothing more than a catch-up in me.
Yeah, and I think, like, well, basically, we made a big plan of notes and big, juicy topics, and in short, Charlotte's packed it.
Like, why does it only exist on an A1 sheet?
A literal A1 sheet, like something you'd put on a big, like, school whiteboard.
Yeah. At no point did either of us think, oh, we'll type that up.
I know. You did actually say you might have done that, but...
Yeah, no, I lied. I totally lied to you. So
I didn't think it was optimistic.
So I've actually packed the topics for The Fringe of It. Hopefully we'll find them by next week. How are you, Liv?
I'm good, thank you. I've had a busy old week.
Yeah, I feel like... Well, you've been to 2 gigs. Can't even talk to you about the first gig that you've been to. Don't want to be that person. I'm a bit jealous.
I am. Do you know what? It was so good that I wish I was going again tonight. I never say that.
Who did you go and see, for everybody that doesn't know?
Everyone that doesn't know, I went to see the Rolling Stones with support with Liam Gallagher.
Oh, how was our kid?
He was amazing. He
did
was
he
just
knock out some Oasis tunes, not to be that he, person.
Did he just? He came on with rock and roll. I can't even talk about it. Rock and roll star.
Then, I mean, I'd rather you talk about it than sing about it.
Sorry. But then he did Live Forever at the end, which was a really touching Manchester tribute.
Oh, I'm on the edge today anyway, so just be careful.
I know, my dad went AWOL because I was like hoping to enjoy the moment with my dad. And
where'd Daryl gone?
He'd gone to the loo, but then he actually turned out he was buying merch. I was like, Dad, you missed a big moment.
I was just about to ask you how the merch was, because notoriously Rolling Stone merch is shocking.
It wasn't great, but do you know what, where we were sitting, we had like unreserved seating and standing, but we were in like a wind tunnel, and it reminded me of being at a festival. And do you know when the sun's gone down, you go from being in like your shorts and your wellies to feeling like you're in the Arctic.
Yeah, when
and that's what it was like.
Maybe not for you, but you kind of realise that you've drank too much, you've taken it too far, and then all of a sudden the sun's gone down and you're a bit cold and you're like, I want to go home now.
Your beer jacket is wearing off.
Yeah. Oh, I feel a bit ill just thinking about it. Is that the first time you've seen the Rolling Stones?
No, it was the second time. I saw them at Glastonbury.
Oh, now I'm really annoyed.
Oh, have you seen them?
Yeah, I saw them once at Hyde Park. What was that, a few years ago? And honestly, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life, ever.
They are amazing. Like, I've seen Bob Dylan live.
Oh, yeah, we've discussed how awful Bob Dylan is before. He's horrendous, bless him.
Yeah, and I love him, but he sounded his age, whereas the whole time I was watching them, all I could think about was, you're like 74. Look at you, 2 hours on stage, marching around.
I know, and they're just banging out the hits as well, which is what you want sometimes, you know.
That's so good. And, like, sometimes you see, like, any artist, and, like, after a couple of songs, I have to have a swig of water and, you know, take 5. not Mick Jagger.
Absolutely not. Well, apparently before those Hyde Park gigs, he didn't talk for 2 days to rest his vocal cords.
He's unbelievable. I said to Joe, I said, there's something to be said for not retiring. And I know that I probably don't have a choice. But there's something to be said for it because they've just kept going.
I think it's the 6th of June they're coming up my way. And I'm like, right, beg, steal or borrow tickets because I need to go see them again because I'm, you know, I don't want to be that person. But how much longer are they going to tour for?
Well, I mean, judging by this rate, many years.
Well, they do say who's going to live the longest. Is it Cockroaches or Keith Richards? So,
I mean, he's amazing. He came on like puffing at a fag. I'm in awe. Charlie Watts.
We are not recommending or condoning smoking.
I mean, you do wonder, don't you? They've done it all. And they're still like ticking.
Yeah, no, they're definitely like freaks of nature. What was your second gig?
So the second gig was last night. It was James Bay, which was a very different crowd. The Rolling Stones.
Have you now got a restraining order?
A little bit. No, oh my God. Did you? So basically I Instagram storied and he sang and he was just like pulling his hair back. He had one single strand of hair, like the Zayn strand. It was just too much. He's a delight.
What was he wearing? Was he wearing something? Because I do like his outfit.
He's wearing a red t-shirt and it was definitely on the more fitted side of things. His live voice though is absolutely unrivaled. It's apart from Mick Jagger's obviously, but just perfect. It was like listening to a CD.
That's just the review Spotify that you want from a gig. What was it like? It was just like listening to the CD.
I'm literally 80 years old. But yeah, no, I wish I was seeing the Rolling Stones again. I mean, this Florence is supporting them tonight.
I know. I'm sure it's the 6th of June or the 4th of June. Let's see. I'm going to throw that out to the universe that me and Liv would really like to see the Rolling Stones again, please.
Yeah. Oh my God. And I didn't even get to wear an outfit that I really wanted to wear.
Wow. What was Rolling Stones appropriate?
In my head, I wanted to wear like my Mick Jagger check suit and just be stomping around in a bit of silver. But it was just so cold. I had a jean jacket on with a Rolling Stones hoodie on.
Jean jacket. Can we go back to the word jean jacket, please? Because Jack's mum will only call denim jackets jean jackets.
Why did I just say that?
Because you are actually 80. Not that Jack's mum's 80.
Sorry, Jack's mum, if you're listening.
Jean jacket. Right, you are officially old.
I apologise. How are you anyway? Less of my music-fueled week. How are you?
I'm just about okay. I moved this week. So when did I see you last? Friday, wasn't it?
Friday.
Oh, that was right. Oh, I can't wait to go on the telly talk and talk about the royal wedding. So I saw you on Friday. Oh my goodness, the wheels came off. So I went out for one drink, a couple of potential leaving drinks, maybe two. I said two at the most. So I went out at 7 o'clock. I got home at 2 a.m.
Who are we?
I don't know, but the next
you've changed.
Day, I was, oh my goodness, I was in so much pain. So luckily June was going to her grandparents because we were supposed to be packing all weekend. I don't know what to say. It just, the wheels absolutely came off. So that was, I feel like I've lived 100 lives since I saw you last. Then my birthday was on Sunday, but yes, that felt like quite a
we didn't know that.
Did you not know that? Oh, no, sorry. No. Of course, I just went on and on about it last week. And that was kind of the most low-key birthday I've ever had. We went out for a birthday lunch and dinner, so that was lovely. But the rest of it was just spent packing. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we spent packing up the flat, painting the flat, cleaning the flat. Wednesday, we drove up to Lincolnshire. And then Thursday, we unpacked the van into our new house.
So crazy. It's so surreal.
It's just so much work. And also we didn't get childcare, which was the biggest mistakes. There was me, Jack and my dad and June, but one person had to man June at all times because she was just right, like wanted to be in the paint, wanted to take everything out of the boxes. So last night there'd already been blood, there'd been sweat, but there'd been no tears. But then last night June wasn't sleeping very well. Turns out she'd actually cut her tooth for such a mum phrase. But so she was awake for a few hours last night and that's when the tears came. I was like, but I'm just so tired that I just really want to go to sleep. You know when you're crying and you're just like a bit unreasonable.
Yeah. Oh yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah, like there's actually no, you know, it was actually okay, but I was just like and then today I'm going to my best friend's house all weekend because she's been travelling since December. So I had to pack all of Jean's stuff, all of my stuff for the weekend. But when it's all in boxes, like trying to find a clean pair of pants, I thought I'd hit the jackpot when I found some clean laundry.
There's still things that I've got in the loft, like swimwear and things that I forget I have from the not unpacking last year. And I'm rebuying things. And then I go up to the loft for something. I'm like, oh, it's you.
I love shopping in your own clothes because you like everything and it fits.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, how did you guys know?
But it got to the stage where I had to give plants away to my friends. A couple of handbags went, some nice, yeah, I know. But we literally couldn't shoehorn another thing into the van. So I'm a bit sad because I don't have as many plants as I once had, but they'll come back to me.
When I come up, I'll bring you a plant.
Please, anybody that comes to visit, bring me a plant.
I will do. I need to get an appointment in, don't I?
Oh, we'll get those diaries out. Can we move on to telly talk? I'm so excited.
Okay, Charlotte's literally almost shaking with excitement. Okay, moving on. Telly talk, here it is.
I watched it. You watched it. Everybody watched it.
It was Barry from EastEnders on Loose Women with the Queer Eye guys, wasn't it?
Is this what you were texting me about earlier?
Literally before we started recording, obviously we're talking about the royal wedding, but before we started recording, I flicked the telly on and Barry from EastEnders, aka real name Sean, was on Loose Women with the Queer Eye guys, and they were going to make him over and change his life. And I was like,
stop it,
it's like when worlds align.
Queer Eye's back. Is it June the 14th or June the 15th?
I think it's the 15th, which is approximately 11 days after Love Island starts, 10 days before the World Cup starts, which is 10 days of time where Joe cannot tell me off for watching Love Island.
Oh my goodness, I mean, there's just so much going on. But anyway, royal wedding, please can we focus?
Back to business.
Okay, I woke up on Saturday morning, couldn't figure out how I'd got into bed. this doesn't normally happen to me. It used to when I was younger, but you know, I'm much more of a responsible drinker, but I'm sorry. I don't want to, you know, say that drinking a lot is cool because it's not. So I literally woke up. Jack had taken June to the grandparents and I was like, And I just got up, put the telly on. It was 10 o'clock. I'm sat there for 5 hours.
Oh my God. I know. I was really struggling to know when to get dressed. I was like, there is not a good time. There's not a good time for this.
No, I had last night's makeup on. I always take off my makeup, even when drunk. That's where we were. So I sat there with last night's makeup on, with a top and my pants on, just watching the royal wedding.
Oh, what did you think of it?
I just thought it was the best thing I've ever seen, ever.
Oh, unbelievable. How many times did you cry?
Well, due to the hangover, I cried consistently for 5 hours.
It was exhausting.
It was just pure tears of gin and prosecco and a couple of whiskey sour cocktails.
Oh my God, I bet you smelled like a brewery, Charlotte.
I had to have the window open to air. So I'm really glad I wasn't invited. I mean, if I was invited, I probably wouldn't have done that the night before. But I mean, not to pitch weddings against...
Show up at Windsor in your pants.
Not to pitch weddings against each other, but I kind of feel like Catherine and William had certain things that they had to do because he's way more in line to be a king.
He's like totally more in line.
So I kind of thought that theirs was just amazing because, I mean, the choir, that's put a fork in me. I was done.
Oh, it was, do you know what? I'm trying to think of my highlights. I loved watching the celebrities go in.
Oh, that right, let's get to that. I loved Lady Kitty Spencer in her green Dolce & Gabbana dress.
Oh, I loved, I can't remember her name, but the lady in The Vampire's Wife.
Oh, with Tom Hardy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I didn't even realise that was Tom Hardy till like 11 o'clock on that evening. He shaved his head and her dress was so lovely.
Yeah.
I always thought that was Tom Hardy.
He wasn't in it. Tom Hardy wearing The Vampire's Wife.
Then I might have paid attention. But, you know, at the royal wedding, the people are so famous that, like, Tom Hardy's, like, your Z-list celeb.
My favourite tweet connected to Tom Hardy was someone tweeted, like, a meme, and it was, "It's like Bayane on your wedding day." And it made me really laugh.
Twitter, I couldn't keep up with Twitter. I was, like, howling with laughter.
Oh, it was my time. I feel like the Royal Wedding and the Great British Bake Off are where I really come into my own on Twitter.
I just kept retweeting things because my brain couldn't actually function. But one thing I did tweet, which proved quite popular, was at the end, at about 11:30, I was like, right, 11:30 p.m, I need to go to sleep now. Because I'd read the entire of the internet related to the Royal Wedding and I'd run out of things. Run out of things to read.
I'd overindulged on weddings.
Yeah, so I was just going to sleep in the hope that when I woke up the next day, there was more royal wedding information. And there was none.
There was none. Did you see David and Victoria go in?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, David. I mean,
You could cut the tension with a knife.
Oh, do you think?
Yes. Even Joe picked up on it. And I was like, well, that's saying something.
Oh, well, no, maybe it was my hangover. Sorry, I know I keep talking about my hangover, but it was just so vivid. It's so vivid in my memory. The Kingdom Choir, what's the word for the choir mistress? Her name was Karen Gibson. How incredible did she look in that kind of blush pink dress and then the silver hair?
Unbelievable. A vision.
I was really upset. I loved the first song, but there was a second song when Harry and Meghan were coming out of the, is it a church, a chapel? What was that? Was that a cathedral?
A bit of all.
When they came out, they were singing another song and you could just hear it in the background, but it wasn't on the TV and I really wanted to see that.
Oh, you should have Shazammed it.
But there is a Royal Wedding playlist on Spotify. I feel it's my public duty to let everybody know.
Well, thank you. I did not know that. You have educated me.
It was just amazing. I think it was just such a modern wedding and so inclusive.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the royal family, I love the royals, but they are stuck in a decade of years gone by. Do you know what I mean? And I just think where she could kind of include something different that we're not used to seeing, she did. And Meghan, you know, we're really good friends. And I just thought it was really emotional.
It was such a cool wedding. Her evening dress as well. She just looked...
the Stella McCartney.
Like a Bond girl.
Yeah, I... A friend of a friend said, I don't think I liked the dress. It was too wintry. And I was like, hang on a second. You can't diss a girl on a wedding day.
No.
You just cannot. Whatever she's got on, man or woman or whoever, you know, it's their wedding day.
Yeah.
I think that's... where if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
100%. I'm like, don't want to know. Don't want to know.
What was the preacher called at the Royal Wedding?
Oh,
Michael Curry.
Michael Curry. Let's talk about Michael. Mike, my main man. Captain
I
M.
loved that. It just shows how bloody stiff the British are.
Oh, doesn't it just? We're not used to that much emotion in anything.
I tell you what, if that's what church was like, I'd be there every week. Some people were like, oh, you know, he's being really disrespectful, he's going on too long. And it's like, if you can't do a sermon about love at a wedding...
when can you?
Exactly.
The royal wedding.
Exactly. I thought he was brilliant.
I loved the reactions to it. That might have been alongside the actual service he did. Itself, the reactions.
Oh, Meghan's mum, though, you could tell she was just... oh, I've got goose pimples just thinking about it. But she was kind of like, she couldn't believe that moment as a single mother bringing up her daughter, who's now... did you see that tweet where Meghan was sat outside Buckingham Palace when she was a teenager, and then with Prince Harry, and people were like, you know, never give up on your dreams, and then people were slating it because they were like, oh, if your dream's to marry a prince, then... but you know, I think for her, looking at how she, you know, the struggles to bring her daughter up, you know, especially as a black woman as well. And I think you could just see all that emotion on her face when the sermon was going on. I just thought it was, I was weeping with her.
I loved it.
Have you got any more highlights from the Royal Wedding you wish to discuss?
The cake.
The cake. That the cake. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on a rattan chair. So sorry if it's a bit squeaky.
A bit rustic sounding.
Yeah, my mum brought it through because I'm at my mum's house using the internet, and I should have said, have you got a quieter chair, but I didn't want to be that person. The cake was baked by Claire Patak from Violet's Bakery in Hackney, and can I first of all do a shout out to her cheese toasties, because they are the greatest things that I've ever eaten.
So good. And I think even picking her to do it felt like a really cool modern decision.
So many modern decisions. That sums up the Royal Wedding.
Modern decisions.
So it was elderflower and lemon, and Jack's mum, who bakes cakes, says she has been inundated with requests for lemon and elderflower.
Oh,
I don't know if I'd like a lemon and elderflower. I'm just saying that right now.
I do. I'm partial to a lemon cake, I must say. I have considered it for our wedding. But I don't know with elderflower, though.
I'm sure she did a marvellous job. But yeah, the whole thing was just sensational.
It was amazing. And I'm sad it's over now. There was such a build-up.
The buzz. The next day, I nearly watched it again.
Oh, my God. Is it on demand?
I don't know. But if the Royal Wedding, the DVD comes out, I'm buying it. I can't wait to leaf through my mum's Grazia. I'm not normally a Grazia reader, but I cannot wait. I mean, I am a Grazia reader, but I don't buy it every week. But she's got the Royal Wedding Special, the collector's edition. God.
I love a collector's edition. Do you know who I love for their magazine coverage is Caroline Hirons. She goes through Hello Magazine every week, and
I love
it. She's
got a hashtag now. What is it? Hello with Hirons, or
oh, of course, genius. Why would she not?
I don't think she herself made it up, but she's running with it.
I love that. Yeah, I love a collector's edition.
Moving on from the Royal Wedding, because I could talk about it all day. What else have you been watching?
I watched a film this week.
Another one? She's on a roll.
I know. I watched The Florida Project.
Oh, what? Not heard about it at all. Paint me a picture.
It is really, really, like, so beautifully shot. So it's about children growing up in a motel about, I don't know, however many miles outside of the Magic Kingdom and Disney in Florida. And it's almost just like snapshots of their life and growing up. And I didn't realize that people could live in motels. It sounds really like, I don't know, like silly and of me to not know. But I didn't realize people lived in motels.
No, when I was in, no idea.
Yeah, but I think because it's like so, I was trying to explain it to you because it's so cheap per night. You can live there in the US, and it's just basically the story of these children and just the way it's shot, and it's just really cool. It's quite an art housey bit indie, but no, really cool.
I'm nice. Definitely watching that. I'm obsessed with anything related to Disney.
Yeah, I mean, it was just their motel was called the Magic Kingdom, but it was just like almost documentary like without being a documentary, if that makes sense.
Yeah, where did you watch that?
Just at home. It was on Virgin Catch-Up.
I'm getting Virgin tomorrow.
Oh, your life will change.
I know, we had BT, but I am not paying those prices.
No, it was pretty good. So we got a lot of films. So we bought that because I just wanted to watch a film. I didn't know what I fancied. And my idea of watching a film is like putting Paddington 2 on. And Joe was like, we're not watching that again.
I genuinely feel like I've watched Paddington 2 too much.
I know. Joe was like, we can't watch that. And normally I'm like, well, has it got Jennifer Aniston in it? Has it got like, you know, Hugh Grant. And then that's how I decided film, but Joe's like, no. And he was like, oh, we could watch Blade Runner. And I was like, that's a bit full on.
No, absolutely not. That's not what I'm in the market for.
I was like, I need an easy watch.
Always need an easy watch. I never want anything but an easy watch.
What else have you been watching?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
So last night we plugged the telly in the new house, which is always the big thing. And as I say, we have Virgin coming on Saturday. So we could only get terrestrial telly, but the only thing we could get at the time was Hollyoaks on Channel 4. Ooh. So I haven't been watching Hollyoaks. I was glancing at it out the corner of my eye. And I'd like to make a comment that all the cast members from 10 years ago are still the same.
Really?
Yeah, like Mandy's still in it. Tony's still in it. I just felt like time in Hollyoaks has just stood still.
That's nuts.
But I haven't been watching Hollyoaks. I wasn't here to talk about Hollyoaks. But anyway, so we got the DVDs out again. And I finally watched Beverly Hills Cop 3.
How was that?
Which is the best out of all the Beverly Hills Cops, which I couldn't believe because the first two were so amazing. But honestly, it had me... I love Eddie Murphy. And it was so good. It was about, they basically couldn't say the word Disney. So they made up this whole other magic kingdom called Wonder World. And it was about a man called Uncle Dave. It was such an 80s film. But Eddie Murphy's thoroughly hilarious. So I watched that. But the other thing that I watched, watched Gogglebox for a bit of a catch up, you know, when you've been out the loop, which I really always enjoy. And on there, I saw a program called Million Pound Menu that was so interesting that I then went in to tune in to watch that.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's got Fred from First Dates.
Yep.
Well done, Fred. Getting yourself another TV show on the Beeb, BBC Two. And the premise for anybody that hasn't watched it is, I'm going to be really bad at describing this. I should have practiced it before. But there's two pop-up restaurants. Everyone had to apply, didn't they? And kind of say, this is my restaurant. This is what I do. This is what I cook. And then there's all these investors, basically, a bit like Dragon's Den. I think The Guardian called it MasterChef meets Dragon's Den. And then they decide whether to invest in them and set up a restaurant based on one night in their pop-up.
Oh, my God.
It was tense.
I love watching it because there's a chef on it from a restaurant that's really close to where I live, a really amazing Indian restaurant, and he's called Atul Kutcher.
Oh, yeah. He like laid down quite a lot of money.
Yeah, and my dad did a cooking class with him. I got it for his birthday.
Oh, really?
5 minutes from where we live, yeah.
I would love to go on Indian cooking class. One of my sister-in-laws did that, and she's amazing at making Indian food now.
Oh, I think there's such an art doing it well.
Yeah, definitely. She did it for quite some time and then actually helped the lady that was teaching her when she did catering jobs. So she, yeah.
Wow.
She's learned a lot. But I loved Million Pound Menu. I thought it was fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to have to catch up because I only saw bits of it, but I was into it.
Yeah, definitely. On Gogglebox, I was like, I'm tuning in to this. So, no, I haven't watched loads of things. I would like to watch a film. Now that we moved to Lincoln, we've got babysitters at the drop of a hat, hopefully. So maybe we'll try and go to the cinema this week.
Oh my God. There's a film that looked kind of funny, kind of a bit cheesy. Cool. I think it's called The Book Club or Book Club. I think
Jane Fonda's in it voice. Diane Keaton's in it as well. Sorry, I just keep talking over you.
Yeah, I swear, because I saw the trailer, I was like, Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, like all the babes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how good it's going to be, but I am deaf. And also, Diane Keaton, I mean, how good is that woman looking in tailoring?
Oh.
That's all I can say. Just sensational.
Oh, she's great. So I think it looks quite funny. I like a giggle. I like an easy watch.
I did like the First Wives Club. She was in that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's kind of got that vibe about it.
Mm. I'm into it.
And this is why I shouldn't be a film reviewer.
I know. Can you imagine if we worked at my Empire? Like, it was quite funny, that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. It was great. I have one more thing to talk about because we keep talking about apps, don't we? Which I quite...
Yes.
I do like talking about apps. So an app that I saw this week, and you lot, it's gonna knock your socks off. It's called Stocard. Stocard. So is that store card or stow card?
Who knows, but tell us more, Charlotte.
Right, let me just paint you a picture. So you go to Tesco, or this always happens to me in Boots, because that is the better of the points cards. You go and then, you know, you buy a few bits, you do your £30 boot shop. Have you got your Boots card? No, because I brought a basket out and I just threw my debit card into my basket because, you know, I'm so Jane Birkin and nonchalant about life. So no, I don't have my Boots Advantage card. And then you've missed out on like 50p's worth of points.
And then they're like, oh, well, we'll make the receipt. We'll do the receipt so you can bring it back. I'm like, I'm never going to come back.
Yeah, well, I'll be back, but the receipt will be long gone. No more, my friend, because there is an app where you can put all your store cards in. And then all you ever need is that app.
Wow, that is life changing.
Isn't it?
Plastic. No more plastic.
I know. I saw it this week on Crichton's Chocolate Instagram feed, and if you haven't tasted their chocolate, it's amazing, so do. And Lucy was like, am I old or is this the greatest app that I've ever seen? And I was like, honestly, I'm emotional. That is amazing.
Oh, do you know what I'm doing? Second we come off the phone, I'm gonna throw all my loyalty cards, all my savings cards on the bed, get them scanned in or whatever I have to do.
Well, you let me know how you get on, because I've actually not done it yet, but Well, I just had to tell people that it's out there because I only found out about 2 days ago. And quite frankly, if anybody could tell me where my purse is in the boxes in the house, that'd be great.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited to start like gaining the points again.
Yeah, I know. The boots, it happens to me every time.
I know. Boots, I used to have so many points on there and I lost my card and then I still go in there all the time.
That leads us very nicely onto shopping. So this week I've mainly kind of bought rent. Can you buy rent? But we've had to lay down the hefty deposit for the new place and a month's rent in advance whilst waiting for the deposit from our old place. So I've not been shopping. I shouldn't have been shopping.
But
previously to this, I bought myself quite a nice little birthday present.
Oh, happy birthday!
Sorry, have I mentioned my birthday?
No, you haven't. When was it? Was it last Sunday?
Yeah, I was 32. So I've been eyeing this up for ages. And as I said last week, I'm trying to buy less but buy better. Rather than buy 10 of something, just buy one. And I've seen it on you. You influenced me, you influencer. And it was a cardigan from Gold Freckles.
Oh, she is amazing.
So Saskia Thomas is based in Wales and she's called Gold Freckles and she makes the chunkiest knits and they're amazing. And I've admired them for so long. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to get a cardigan. So Jack hadn't bought me a birthday present. I said, do not buy me a birthday present. I already know what I want. If you could contribute to the cardigan fund, that would be fantastic. And I've been selling a few things on Depop. And so I bought myself a cream, really chunky cardigan. And it's going to take 10 days to be knitted.
I'm so excited for you because the quality of her work is outstanding.
You have a jumper. Is it a jumper?
It's a jumper. I bought it in the winter. It's like a rusty, like brown, orangey colour. And I love it. It's the warmest thing. I can't fit a coat over it.
Oh, yeah, but it's kind of like a coat. That's what I wanted because I feel like this is the time for cardigans.
It's a coatigan.
So like you said at the Rolling Stones, you know, the sun goes down and you're a bit chilly. But you still want to be out. But you don't want to be wearing a coat because it's the summer.
Okay, maybe. Oh, do you know what? You've literally, like, I'm sold again. You've sold me something I already have.
We just keep influencing each other. But it was really hard to pick the colour because I was thinking about blush pink, maybe Parma Violet, but I went for cream because I want something I can wear over and over and over again. And the other thing that I might have bought was Joanie Clothing. They have done two T-shirts. It's called their Chaz and Dave collection. So the T-shirts, I don't know which one's Chaz and which one's Dave, but there's two T-shirts and they're based on seaside towns. One's Blackpool and drumroll, the other one is of Margate.
Oh, I did see you share and I was like, stop this right now.
So it's going to be, as somebody sweetly put it, it can be my souvenir of the time that I lived in Margate. But they're really cool. I think, who was it who did a couple of years ago, was it LK Bennett or somebody did the seaside totes and they did Cleethorpes?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it was LK Bennett. It was a few years ago, but I feel like there's a business idea there that somebody could do all the seaside towns of the UK.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, because, you know, when this is driving me mad, the Cleethorpes thing. Anyway, I'm sure somebody will Instagram DM me and let me know.
I like anything that has something about where I live on it, or like even like an area. Like I was reading something the other day, it mentioned Croydon, and I don't live in Croydon, but I was like, because it's south and not far from where I live, I felt quite passionate about, like, I was like, oh yeah. And like,
hasn't Florence named a song?
Yes, South London Forever, and I feel fiercely loyal to it already. I've not heard it, but I'm south London till I die.
That's how Liv talks when she's in South London. This is just her posh voice for the podcast.
My podcast voice.
So, yeah, I've got that T-shirt winging its way to me and it'll sit very nicely underneath my cardigan. Apart from that, I haven't been buying anything else and I shouldn't be buying anything else because the next thing that I want to buy, and I'm hoping next time I speak to you, the next thing is paint. I am itching to paint my bathroom pink.
Oh my God, what, do you know what paint you're going to get? Apparently, B&Q do an incredible thing where you take in a colour and they'll mix something up similar for you. Cheaper.
Oh, there we go. No, well, I don't know. I'm very excited to get the paint samples, the little paint pots, and then like put six different patches on my wall and then maybe ask Instagram what their favourite pink is.
It is so satisfying.
Yeah, I can't wait. But I feel like we need to wait a couple of weeks. But I can't wait till we talk about shopping and I say to you, this week I've been buying paint.
You are in for such a treat. What? So I'm excited for you.
What have you been buying this week?
So one thing that I haven't bought recently, but I've been wearing endlessly. So the cost per wear is down to pennies. Are some white jeans I wore from Other Stories. And like The View said, I've definitely had them on for 4 days now. that was terrible. But I've literally not taken them off. And I've been just loving everything in that shop. Their jewellery as well. I love their beauty products.
Sorry, I'm putting my hand up. When I got to my mum's house, because the first night we got here on Wednesday, we stayed at my mum's and she has all the And Other Stories. She just loves all their products in their bathroom. And I felt like I was at a spa.
They're so good. I've bought this little silver, kind of almost signet style ring.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Nobody can see, but you described it.
It's just a little silver one and I've not stopped wearing it, so I've been enjoying that.
I was going to interject you and just talk about the And Other Stories House of Hackney collaboration. I do have a couple of bits on the way.
You're joking.
So I'll report back next week because I need to try them on because they might be going back. So
what did you buy? I regret I missed out.
So I went for, there's a matching top and a matching skirt, but there's and a bit shows off your midriff. I don't know how that's going to work out for me.
Sorry, midriff? Or midriff?
What did I say? Midriff? What is it called?
Midriff.
Your midriff?
No, why'd you put the T on the end?
It's not called your midriff. Yes, it. What's the difference?
The difference is there's no T, there's no drift. It's just riff, midriff.
Stop it, it's not called your midriff.
Oh, I can assure you it is.
Are you joking me?
Midriff.
I've been saying that wrong for 32 years.
Midriff, oh my God.
Do you know what, we'll talk about the House of Hackney collection next week because I'm fuming that I've been calling it a midriff and nobody has corrected me up until this moment in time.
I've never heard you say it, otherwise I would have done it sooner. Trust me.
Well, I don't normally have my midriff exposed or normally consider a purchase as such. So maybe that's why.
Oh, it is a gorgeous collection, though. In all seriousness, midriffs aside.
Let's move on. You were going to say something else after Stories. What else have you been buying?
Okay, the last thing that I bought this week was a book.
Oh.
I am going to be doing a little post on my blog about some summer reading list things. And there's one book that I've seen popping up all over the place and I really wanted to read it. And it's called The Lido.
Oh.
I'm sure you've seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
And I think, let me get a little bio about it up because every time I've read it, it just sounds exactly like my kind of book. Okay, I'll read you out. It says meet Rosemary 86 and Kate 26, dreamers, campaigners and outdoor swimmers. Rosemary has lived in Brixton all her life, but now everything she knows is changing. The library where she used to work has closed. The family fruit and veg shop has become a trendy bar and her beloved husband George is gone. Kate has just moved and feels all alone in a city that is too big for her. She's at the bottom rung of her career as a journalist on a local paper and is determined to make something of it. So when the local Lido is threatened with closure, Kate knows the story could be her chance to shine and Rosemary knows it is the end of everything for her. Together they are determined to make a stand, to show that the pool is more than just a place to swim, it's the heart of the community. Together they will show the importance of friendship, the value of community, and how ordinary people can protect the things they love.
Oh.
And I was like, if that doesn't sound like my kind of book, then I challenge thee to find something better, because apparently it's like a Richard Curtis film.
Oh, that sounds right up my street.
And I was like, sold, bought it, and it's downstairs now, waiting to be opened.
You've just reminded me that I bought a book and I'd actually forgotten. And it's actually, again, I thought this is what you're going to say because I'd seen it everywhere, but it's called Why I'm No Longer Talking to White People About Race by Rennie Edo Lodge. Have you got this?
I've not read it, but I've seen it and I've got it in my basket and I want to read it.
Yeah, no, it's and basically she is kind of coming at it basically why white people avoid discussing race and discussions that we really need to have. And a few people have, who I know said it made them feel really uncomfortable, but you know, that's a good
exactly,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will get back to you when I've read that. But I mean, I think I don't realise how much I shop in a week because I was like, I've not been shopping me, not done anything.
Not a single thing.
Not a sausage.
Not a sausage. Now that sounds, I mean, I do really, I've been meaning to buy it. I don't know what's been putting me off. I think it's just been sitting in my, do you know, like an Amazon wish list? And you're like, I'll gradually get through. And then something kind of slides in and overtakes. But I will definitely get there. Maybe we can read it together.
Yeah. Oh, that might be. Yeah. Maybe we could both read it and then discuss it.
The Fringe of It book club.
Okay. Calm yourself down. I can barely keep on top of the Facebook group at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
Not that
okay.
It's a bad thing, guys. I love it. I love it in there. Is that it? Is that everything you've been shopping?
Yeah, there is one thing actually I did see on Instagram this afternoon, which is back in stock. I didn't even know it was in stock. And it's a yellow suit from Jigsaw.
Oh, no. What's it like? What's the shade?
It's like a, it's just a perfect, like, buttery yellow, like a warm toned yellow, quite light. Okay. It's like a linen looking suit. And
is
I
it
was
more
like,
in the lemon category?
Probably, yeah, more in the sunshine category.
What colour is that sunshine?
Yeah, it feels, I feel like I always say it's a lemon yellow, but I feel like lemon yellow is a bit more on the side of green.
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, real sunshine yellow. I would like you to buy that. It sounds heavenly.
Okay, I'm going to do a little shop after this then.
I'm going to do a shop for some cleaning products and maybe a new Hoover.
Do you know what? Speaking of cleaning products, you want some recommendations? Method everything.
The one thing that I knew exactly where it was my Method rhubarb antibacterial spray at all times. I put it in my handbag so as soon as we got to the new house, because I don't want to have a rant, but I'm going to. How come every house that I leave, I clean within an inch of its life, and every house that I move into, that hasn't been done, therefore I then have to clean within an inch of its life. So the Method cleaner, yeah, I've been spritzing that rhubarb left, right and centre.
Oh, it's so satisfying. When we moved into this house, I remember my family were there because Joe was working and my dad was in the bathroom and he cleaned the bath and he was, I've never seen him sweat so much. He was like passionately cleaning it, and it's quite satisfying though, because then you feel like you could lick the surfaces.
Yeah, I can't wait. And because I can't wait to lick my surfaces. But our house is just grubby, and the reason that I knew this, the new house, is because June's been crawling around. By the end of the day yesterday, I was like, what, where's she been? Yeah, she practiced. Well, maybe I could just strap some like cleaning pads to June and she could just clean while she crawls.
You literally look like you had a really great idea, then you kind of like stroked your chin like, this is it,
I've got it. Well, I think I'm gonna have to go soon. I've got a 30th birthday party to go to.
Well, I'm not gonna get in the way of that. Joe and I are gonna go and look at our wedding venue, because it is exactly 1 year until our wedding today.
Stop it.
So I think we are going to go and have a little look, maybe get a burger for dinner.
Ooh.
Right near it. And
ooh.
Yeah.
Me and Mum were on the way here because, without boring you, I had to get my mum to come to my house to look after June so that I could find all the things in boxes to pack to go away for the weekend. I got into it. And on the way past McDonald's, this is so not a my mum thing to do, she was like, oh, I could really go for a McDonald's. And I was like, if you'd have told me that 20 seconds earlier, we'd be in that drive-thru right now.
Oh, my God. I don't need to. Don't tell me that now, you tease.
Yeah, no, yeah, but a burger sounds great. There's gonna be a buffet tonight, and it's like one of my oldest friends, and it's her sister's 30th and her dad's 60th, and I just know the buffet is gonna be epic.
Oh my God, I'm exceptionally jealous, if
yeah,
I'm being perfectly honest.
I'm gonna drink less, because I always feel that you either need to kind of pick your camp, you either need to drink or eat. You can't, like, doing both is quite difficult because your stomach can only take so much. So I'm gonna go for the buffet tonight. Lessons of last week have been learned.
I think you're making a very, very smart decision.
Right, well, I will let you go. And thanks, everyone, for bearing with us this week. As my mum keeps reminding me, the three most stressful things in life are a bereavement, a birth, and moving house. And I think I'd have to agree with her on that third one, because it's been a bit stressful this week.
Have a glorious week. Here's for more sunshine and less storms. See you later.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.